You're tuned to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Plans to preserve all of Tobacco Pond near Elk Rapids moved forward $2.5 million this week. That's the amount a state conservation fund will chip in to preserve what Glenn Chown calls the finest example of a Great Lakes coastal marshland anywhere. Chown directs the Grand Traverse Regional Land Conservancy and says they've been trying to preserve these 43 acres since he started the job almost 25 years ago. Glenn Chown joins us in the studio this afternoon to talk about it. Mr. Chown, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Aaron. It's a pleasure.
Well, first of all, set the scene for us. This 43 acres, where is it exactly?
Well, this property is located on East Grand Traverse Bay in Acme Township, so south of Elk Rapids, north of the main intersection in Acme. And if you're familiar, there's a state game area called Tobacco State Game Area, and it crosses U.S. 31. There's a marsh system east of 31, and then there is a amazing pond west that has an outlet into Grand Traverse Bay. And this property in question that we're working to acquire with the state of Michigan would be an addition to the state game area, which is today about 565 acres, and it would expand it another 43 acres, make it about 600 acres total. And it's immediately north of the Maple Bay County Park, which is another 500 acres. So you add this gem of 43 acres, and you tie together about 1,000 acres of public land.
Why is it important to protect this 43 acres?
Well, if this property were to be developed, and it's certainly very developable, it would fragment the habitat for wildlife, it would fragment the habitat for water quality, and that's why it's been so high on our radar for nearly 25 years. So needless to say, we were ecstatic on Wednesday when the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund approved our grant application, because we have this property under option, and this will allow us to move forward with the acquisition.
This slightly less than $2.5 million in state money will allow you to keep moving forward. Where are you in the fundraising process? What's the next steps?
This property needs to be managed with great care. So we're entering into conversations with the state on the best way to manage it. The state will definitely be managing the habitat and the wildlife values as they've been doing with the rest of the area. And the Conservancy is exploring a role in maybe managing the public access and the trails and those types of amenities, so that it's done with all of the sensitivity that the site deserves. And so we will be launching a phase two fundraising campaign after we complete the acquisition in about a year, to do the types of sensitive improvements, you know, trails and signage, so that it's the public will use this property in a way that doesn't diminish its substantial conservation values.
Glenn Chown is the executive director of the Grand Traverse Regional Land Conservancy. Mr. Chown, thanks for joining us today.
Been a pleasure, Aaron. Thank you.